This recording, Puerto Rico 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to trot around the office like a lunatic, which made her an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times of cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. Well, the problem here, from the cultural point of view, is the fact that Puerto Rico is a nation. It's a nation that was invaded by the United States forces, military forces, in 1898. And since that moment, we are a colony of the United States. The United States avoids the word colony. They call it territories. But as I told once to President Clinton, if you look about that word territory, you find it in the Constitution of the United States written in the 18th century. And there it says that Congress could dispose of the territory in singular, because at that time there was an Indian territory in the United States. That's why the island is divided in 3 political groups: those who want total independence from the United States, those who want an association, but a legal association, not as a territory, so by way of treaties with the United States, and those who want annexation as a state of the Union. That's what we are divided. And of course, in that debate, the question of language is very important, because many of us claim that under statehood we are going to lose our vernacular, as most Puerto Ricans try to pronounce instead of the R, L, say Puerto Rico. But that's nothing bad.